So, what can we conclude about being lesbian or gay in this country nowadays? Well, one thing that we know is that it's absolutely easier if you are white and not poor, not disabled, or if you're over 21. Opportunities in education, employment, housing, family life and child rearing, access to goods and services, health, media representations, sport and leisure, these areas of society have all improved markedly for lesbian and gay people. So it's not overall a bad story, it's a really positive story. The internet has ensured that LGBTQ peoples are less isolated, and it's enabled us to have colourful digital lives, opening up possibilities for challenging sexual norms and building new types of community online. If we have the money, we can also walk out of our door and have coffee at a gay-friendly cafe, just like we could in 18th century London. But this time we probably wouldn't be risking our lives. At the beginning of the 21st century, life as a queer person has improved dramatically in a very short space of time. But these hard-won gains, in historical terms, have only been here for a blink of an eye. They need our continued vigilance and our ongoing support.